Lenten Devotional for Saturday, April 15th, 2017, was written by Taylor Titus Barner, class of 2016. The devotional was based on Job 19, verses 21 through 27a. Anyone who has ever skinned a knee or elbow from a fall or playing sports will tell you it is not a pleasant experience. The raw, burning feeling on your skin comes alive with the slightest movement. And even though you know it isn't a serious injury, the pain reminds you just how frail we human beings are. But as with most injuries, the body begins to heal quickly, and within days the injury is merely a memory. Today's passage from Job reminds us that our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, is alive and well, stand upon the earth once more at the last. But Job also says that when his flesh is totally destroyed, when all is stripped away, perhaps even when his life on earth is over, then he shall see God in the flesh, as his frail, completely exposed self. C.S. Lewis takes this concept a step further in The Chronicles of Narnia, Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Spoiler alert. In the novel, the Pevensey's cousin Eustace is transformed into a dragon because of his brutish nature, and can only return to being a boy by stripping the dragon skin off his body. But no matter how much he scrapes and tears, he cannot undragon himself. Only with the help of Aslan can his dragon self be permanently stripped away. Similarly, only when we are stripped of our skin, stripped of our sinfulness, our burdens, and ourselves, can we truly see God. When there is nothing left but our flesh, when our walls are taken down, when we become vulnerable, that is when we can truly see and welcome God. And the beautiful truth is that our God is with us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we know that you are alive, and we rejoice in your resurrection. Strip away our fears, our worries, and ourselves, O God, so that we may see you. Grant us perseverance and patience as we await the return of your Son. Help us to be vulnerable, to love others as we love ourselves, and to trust in you alone. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.